have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hello, 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 and of course, welcome to the show. This is Thursday, and we're thankful. It is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And of course, we give God the praise. I pray that you had a great week thus far and that it continues to be a blessing for you. And of course, I hope that today is everything you want it to be, but, you know, as life lasts, if it's not what you want it to be, then change things. Simple as that. This is the place we call the Positive Vision, Positive Voice, and Positive Vibes. I am your host. My name is Loretta Petit. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us on today. I want to talk to you about being a good listener. That's one of the things that we sometimes find ourselves. We're not really good listeners. We don't want people to tell us we're not good listeners. We really don't want to hear that. But, you know, when we think about it, we could use a little bit of help, right? I know that's right. So having said that, let us have a word of prayer. Father, we come down to thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share with your people. And we pray, oh God, that your people will be blessed or enhanced in some way by something that is shared. God, we give you praise for the producer of this show. And God, we ask that you continue to bless her and that you enlarge her territories. Father, we thank you now. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. It is in the precious and matchless name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Well, good, good, good. Thank you guys for being with us again, once again, once again. We thank you. Yes, we do. Yeah, being a good listener, very, very important that we become better listeners. It is one of those kind of things where we all have, you know, our unpacking to do, meaning that we all have things we want to gush out and say or to respond or, you know, we're getting our response together in our minds when we should really be totally listening to the person who's speaking. And that way we could probably give a better response. So sometimes you may give a response and you heard a person say, well, I was just about to say that, because you cut them off while they were talking. You didn't give them a chance to get to that part. No, you didn't give them a chance to get to that part. So it's some things maybe that we can share with you as relates to being a good listener that can help you along the way. And it's for everybody. I think everybody can probably enhance their game, their good listenership game. And I think that we can take the information, we can even pass it on. You know what I'm saying? And that's very important, that we can become better listeners. We'll find out so much more. We will learn. And if we're really a good listener, we can understand a person's heart. We can sharpen our sense of discernment even, really, as we take time to really hear what people have to say. So I'll get back to that in just a moment. I do want to give a shout-out to everyone celebrating a wedding anniversary on today. Happy anniversary to you. If you're celebrating at any point in this month, that goes for you too. Yes, we're excited that you're holding it together, even if it is your second year. We just thank the Lord for you. And happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. Pray that your day, like I said, was fabulous. And you don't have to stop your celebration now. Some people are boggled by the idea that we celebrate our birthday the entire month. Well, you was only born on one day. True, true, true. But I know at my house, that celebration went on for that whole month. The baby is home, brand new baby in the house. Oh, let me see her. Oh, can I see her? Oh, can I hold her? Oh, she's just so cute. And that went on, I'm sure, for at least the next month. So it's okay if we celebrate, right? It's okay if we celebrate our birthday for a month. Celebrate our birth month instead. So happy birthday, y'all. Happy birthday, one. Happy birthday, all that's celebrating a birthday in the month of November. And today is an international day, I forgot exactly how you worded it, but it's an international day to combat crimes against journalists, And it's to call attention to the fact that people who that hurt journalists in any way internationally usually are not punished in a great way for hurting or even killing journalists. So they created a day to call attention to that fact. And it's something like International Day of the Journalist or International Day to End Impunity for crimes against journalists, the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists. Again, it draws attention to the low conviction rate for crimes committed against journalists on a global scale. And so that's what today is. Tomorrow, they say, is National Sandwich Day. sometimes you're so hungry, man. You say, if I just had a sandwich, never mind the crispy fried chicken from one of the places we enjoy going, never mind the nice warm red beans and rice that we enjoy eating. But sometimes we just want a sandwich. Can I just have a quick sandwich? Because I'm so very hungry. But anyway, having said that, happy anniversary for all the things you may be celebrating. You know, I celebrate how many years ago in my church. I celebrate the day I was baptized. You know, I have those celebrations, right? And you have your celebrations, whatever they are. Maybe the date that you started your job. I mean, I don't know. But happy anniversary to you. Yes, indeed. Happy anniversary to you. I wanted to get back to listening. Tips for being a good listener. When I was in high school, there was this young girl. She was my age. I understand she has since passed on, and I was just so sorry to hear that. She had big eyes, right? Big eyes. And whenever someone was talking to her, she would just kind of look at that person. It was like she didn't see anything else that was going on around her. Not saying she didn't have a good periphery, but she never acknowledged it. She was just all into the person that was talking to her. And if she wasn't all into them, she looked like she was. And so that really first caught my eye as a young person, like, there's a thing to this listening, but I didn't know just how rich it really could be. So tips for being a good listener is, first of all, we do want to maintain eye contact. No one wants to feel like they're just talking to the air and you're not listening. That's a pet peeve of mine. It is. I don't have a whole lot of pet peeves, but that's one of them. When I'm talking to someone and they seemingly are doing something else, that's a pet peeve of mine because they're not looking at me. Their hands are doing something or they're looking in another direction or something else is going on. I know that they're really not listening to me. And it's a little offensive. So I kind of like to stop. I pause and give them a chance to come back to it. And the second part of that pet peeve is when they do come back to it, they're off on another tangent talking about something else, like I wasn't talking. So be a good listener, my friend. Maintain good eye contact with the person who is speaking to you. Listening is an important skill in all areas of our lives. Whether we're supporting a loved one through health problems, dealing with colleagues, or in family relationships. And you guys know that I have kids, a bunch of them, that I teach, and they are just not good listeners. I may have a handful who are. They look at me when I'm talking. They make notes on certain things that I say. I know they're listening. Most of us are just not good at listening as we'd like to think. So I hope that I can help somebody on today. The second thing I want to say is don't try to listen and do something else at the same time. Give your undivided attention. And so that leads me to the next thing that is still a part of the pet peeve I have with the listening thing. If I'm on the phone with you and I'm talking to you about things that are important to me, because I do take time to listen to what's important to you. So now it's my turn. And I'm sharing with you some things that are important to me. And you don't respond at a high response point. You know, when you're talking to someone, you have this high response point because you just said something that was worth its weight in gold. You just said something that was significant, and it called for a response, and they don't respond. You know good and well they are not listening to you. So I'm on the phone, and this happens. The next thing you know, I hear like a little mumble in the background, like they're talking to somebody else while I'm on the phone talking. Child, let me tell you what I do when that happens. If you're a first-time offender with me, I will just wait. And I say, hey, you there? And then I would say, girl, I just said something, and you did not respond. And you know I don't like talking to people if they can't listen. You need to go and take care of your business. You know, that's what I would say. But, honey, if you're a multiple-time offender and I'm talking, I just said something that was worth its weight in gold, something significant, something that called for a response, and you don't respond, you know, I don't mean no harm, but I just simply say, clip, I hang up. I just continue to call because why are you on the phone with me and you're talking to somebody else and you don't have the courtesy to say, give me a moment, I'll hold on to you. And I'm telling you something that's very important to me. And it called for a response. And you can't respond because you didn't hear it because you're talking to someone else while I'm on the phone. Major pet peeve of mine. I will hang up on you. And you may call back. That's if you got disconnected. Yeah, we did. I hung up on you. And if you don't call back, that's cool too. I don't like that. Don't. Okay? So I know there are thousands or hundreds of thousands of people like me in that regard. So pay attention when people are talking to you. And if you just really can't because you're not feeling well, you got a lot of house guests, or you got this one pestering house guest, or you're doing something else, just say that. Say, girl, I really want to hear what you got to say. I really got to hear what's on your heart. But it's not a good time right now. Let me dial you back. I'll call you back soon. Now, don't say I'll call you right back, because right back don't mean tomorrow. Right back don't mean next week, you know. And that goes into another little part of my pet peeve. I really don't have a lot of pet peeves when it comes to listening. I do. Because I just think that everybody's important. And if I could pause what I'm doing to pay attention to what's important to you, or I can stop what I'm doing to listen to what's heavy on your heart, on your mind, you can do the same to me. And if you don't, yes, that's a problem for me. That is a problem for me. But, of course, this is not all about me. I'm just giving you some examples of how it goes down, right? I'm giving you some examples. So, again, let me reiterate, don't try to listen and do something else at the same time. Give your undivided attention. The third thing about listening that might be helpful is listen for feelings, and ask yourself, what emotion is this person experiencing? If you have the answer, confirm it. For example, it sounds like you're feeling a little disappointed because that person forgot to do X, Y, Z, or they disappointed you because you expected something better or something quicker from them. So see if you can identify what the talker is saying, how they feel, so that way you can know how to show that you're listening by responding in a relevant kind of way, right? In a relevant kind of way. Okay. The other thing is, observe if you're near a person, their body language. Because sometimes body language speaks a greater message than what words can. Sometimes the body language speaks a greater message than words can. Now, everybody is not a good communicator. They may not be able to get those words together just right to say what they're feeling concerning you. But their body language is going to tell the tale. You know, they're going to show you in some kind of way. Sometimes it's facial expressions. Many times it's that. It could be the rolling of the eyes, or it could be the backing away from you. You know, all those things are telltale signs of what a person is feeling as you try to communicate with them. So you want to pay attention. You want to observe body language. And you want to refuse to interrupt. When someone's talking to you and you have this urge to just jump in and say, okay, they're saying a whole lot. Let me answer these little situations bit by bit. Nope. And you got to sit with a pencil and paper, honey. Make a little note to yourself, but try not to interrupt. It's frustrating to be interrupted when you have a whole lot that you got to unload at that moment. And somebody's trying to get an understanding of this and telling you a what if over here and a what if over there. No, they don't want the what ifs. Right now, you need to listen to what I have to say. And then after you listen to what I have to say, then you can come back with the what ifs, or maybe you're overreacting, or maybe you're feeling some kind of way. All those maybes, but first, hear what the person has to say, right? Let them get it out. You don't want to interrupt. It is very, very frustrating to be interrupted while you're talking. And, baby, I know that firsthand, because as I'm trying to teach those little babies, I call them little babies, they're overgrown kids. When I'm trying to teach them and they're constantly cutting up, exhibiting bad behavior, saying things while I'm talking, throwing things across the room, all of those things are very frustrating to me because I'm trying to communicate something. That's how it is with people. You want to be better communicators. I'm sure you do. But it's not always in how you make your sentences. It's not always in how you punctuate that inflection in your voice. It's not always that. Sometimes it is the way you listen, the way you listen. And if you're a good listener, people will always come to you because they know that you're going to give them the attention that they crave or that they need. You're going to give them that attention. Being a good listener is awesome because you get to know things other people may not know because people are not telling them. Because they're not good listeners. They're telling you. Opportunities come through communication sometimes when people are only telling you. Doors are opening, but they're not telling everybody. But they're telling you because you listen. So be a good listener. And not just for all of those frivolous things or all those wonderful things that can happen for you, but just be a blessing to someone else. Be a listener. Pay attention. You know, help them through that situation. It could be a tough, tough jam for them. And as you listen, as they speak it and keep speaking it, they can start to find their own way out because you've given them that ear. You've given them that listening ear. So I think that that's really, really important. And I hope that that will help many of us, many of you, in your way of communicating with each other to be able to be active, to be able to be a good listener. All right? Okay, so that's all I got for you today, and I pray that you was helped by that situation of listening, by those tips I gave you on listening. And if you didn't catch it all, review the video. I mean the audio. We're not on video for a lot of reasons, but review the audio, okay? And again, I hope that something is shared. Something that I should really address you on today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you now for this opportunity to share, to impart these words of wisdom to someone, oh God, who may be hurting a relationship because they fail to be a listener, a good listener that is. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that friendship ties will be stronger than ever now, that we can learn how to put ourselves on the side to hear what someone else has to say, who may be hurting, going through, who may be suffering in a situation at home, or on their jobs. God, we thank you right now. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor, for we know that you're worthy of it all. Help us to become better listeners. Listeners in church as we listen to a sermon. Better listeners, knowing how to put two and two together, knowing how to put precept above precept, understanding what is being shared. Better listeners in the home to our spouses, to our children. Lord, helping them to be able to share what's on the deepest parts of their hearts. Oh, God, and we can understand what we're doing. We give them that audience, give them that opportunity that we are being a blessing to them. Help us to be better listeners, even in the marketplace, oh, God, that we can be able to hear what is being shared. And, God, help us to cut down on any backbiting, gossiping, hurting people. That's bad communication. Help us to practice good communication, listening well and being able to speak well of others. God, we give you thanks now. We bless your name. Bless my producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, the entire Elation Radio family. Oh, God, we thank you for them right now. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen and thank God. This has been the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, Through the Marketplace. Hit me up on that email, LorettaReveals@gmail.com. LorettaReveals@gmail.com. My name is Loretta Petite. May God bless you real, real good. And don't forget to fall back this weekend. Take good care. Bye-bye.